Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I am Jess King and this is episode 2. I am really excited about today's topic because it simply keeps coming up through my daily life, whether it's conversations with clients, family members, friends. And for this reason, I'm inspired to share it because it feels like something pretty important that may resonate for some of you and hopefully be able to help some of you as well. We're going to be talking about the power of wanting things gently. Now, we all have things in life that we desire and they change. They could change all the time. They could be things that take a while for us to achieve and accomplish. And for instance, well, I'll tell you a personal anecdote just to make it real. For me, I've been a singer-songwriter for all of my professional life. And, you know, I've had so much desire and passion for my career. And I think that's awesome. I'm not someone who can say, you know, oh, it's bad to want things. We should just separate ourselves entirely from that desire. I personally believe that that passion and even that sense of urgency, when kept in check, is a positive thing. It keeps us motivated, makes us, just inspires us to be full of action in our life and to get things done. So I think that part is great. For me personally, my desire to be successful, and by success, I'm not talking about money or fame, what, I don't know. I was constantly told those must have been my goals. They weren't. But for me, it was reaching as many people as I could with music, which may have meant those other things would happen as well. But that was my goal, okay? So each year, I would write my resolutions. My best friend from college and I, actually, we literally did it every year for years. And each year, I would say, okay, you know, I'd write something down that was pretty similar. It was probably, you know, I would put out this amazing album and, you know, I would tour and some of those things did happen. But generally, you know, the music business can be crazy. For me, it certainly was. And it was a roller coaster ride. You know, so many things out of my control happened, so many disappointments, so many highs and lows. So each year that I lived, each experience, I believe, in addition to my natural passion and desire and crazy, like, really crazy passion that I have, I just sort of would infuse this goal and this want in a way that it was becoming a need. It was becoming like heavy, you know, when we need something, it just like there's this sense of heaviness, this sense of like we're lacking something, you know, it implies that we're lacking something. And when you come from a place of need, I'm sure some of you have experienced this. It's like when you really need a job, if you lose your job, like it's often hard to find one, right? Because you need it. You feel stress and the universe is like, oh, you know, your vibe changes. Whereas when you have a job, you probably receive far more job offers, right? This is sort of like, I mean, you hear it all the time, whether or not you've experienced that. Another idea, like I have many friends who've tried to have kids and in the beginning it was hard and they had all this stress. And then the moment where they let go and they're like, okay, you know what? F this. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. And then it happens, you know? It's sort of like, it's great to want things, but it's so important to be able to stay adaptable when things don't work out the way we expect. You know, life is full of surprises. And being flexible and being able to see that, okay, I actually can't come from such a controlling place. Like believing that I control, like, okay, I want this to happen, da-da-da-da-da, it's gonna happen like that. Okay, chances are it's not going to happen like that because the universe wants me to learn something, right? Now, depending on your personality, if you're stubborn AF like me, it might take you a while to learn this. So I'm trying to sort of help you through that learning curve for those who need it. And just reminding you that focusing on, instead of the outcome, but focusing on the feeling that wanting, that feeling of that thing that you want to accomplish, that thing you want to have, the feeling. That feel-good feeling. Because when you focus on that, it sort of doesn't matter like how things happen. So like when you're disappointed or when something unexpected occurs, instead of feeling devastated and like, oh, totally bummed out and like, you know, frustrated or angry or depressed, whatever, however you react, instead you're like, okay, that's cool. All right. And then you'll start to see other doors open because you're not coming from things from a place of sadness and heaviness and anger and frustration. You're coming from a place of trust. And true trust and true confidence opens every door in the universe. It literally does. And I can tell you that just from recently. I'm finally getting it. And by the way, whatever your journey is, whether it feels fast or slow, and even in some way I'm judging myself and being tough on myself by saying it's taken this long, that's been my journey. That's totally cool. You know, everyone has a unique journey and a different way of getting there. But my hope is just to help you sort of stay aware, and that when you have a setback, when you have a desire, just keeping it in a positive place and leaving room for the magic of life to happen. You know, unexpected twists and turns arise all the time. And the more we tap into that trust, the more we tap into that faith that where we are supposed to be, and things are going to work out the way they're supposed to work out. And that's a positive thing. The more we deeply trust, the more we allow ourselves to expand, to grow, to evolve, and really to get to our next level. And that's my hope in sharing this with you. So stay focused on your desire and the emotional state that it gives you having this desire, because the universe will respond to this. If you infuse your goal, you infuse this desire with a sense of heaviness, I promise you, unfortunately, the universe does not respond to that, and you'll feel heavy, and you'll just be like, you'll just be filled with a sense of resistance, and it will hold you back, which is the opposite of what you want. So a few tips that I can recommend to getting to this place, because trust me, I'm super passionate, super emotional. I've been devastated more times than I can count, whether they were justified or not. That's how I felt, and that's how I rolled. That's my experience, and that's okay too. But what you can do is try to meditate. I know many of you probably already meditate, in which case I don't have any advice. You don't need me here. But if you do, I highly recommend checking out any number of apps. There's so many great ones. I personally love Insight, Insight, Timer, a free app. Millions of people are on it, although I haven't seen it much in press. I do see it in yoga studios used a lot. It's a great app. There's also Calm, Headspace, tons of others. I highly recommend looking into that, but that's another podcast episode. And just the final thing is focusing on the feeling of letting go. So like staying in the positive, focusing on how that goal, how that want makes you feel, because of course your goals can change. Focusing on that rather than on the A plus B plus C equals whatever. Focusing on that. Working on staying in that feel-good area, that feel-good space where you feel aligned. Third, meditate. And lastly, just really being aware that you're letting things go. That control energy is not going to expand you. It's going to hold you back. So really let go. Trust the universe. Trust that you are exactly where you need to be, and that the world is a space in which you are meant to thrive. You are meant to succeed, and you will. So just focus on that positive feeling and it will come back to you, I promise. That's all I have for today. I hope that connected with some of you. Wishing you love and light, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.